Back in the 1990s and early 2000s, as some of the coastal marshes were getting saltier, the state built these structures to help freshen the marshes up. The idea is to divert fresh water from the Mississippi River into the marsh. They're called freshwater diversions. Your study tries to answer this question. Basically, how does that affect the land loss nearby? Did it worsen it? Did it make it better? Did it stay the same? So what did you find exactly?
We found that the areas where the diversions have gone into, which were the original project areas, showed that the land loss has actually accelerated a little bit in both of those.
So I wanted to play a clip for you. The state of Louisiana has strongly disagreed with your conclusions. The clip here is from Chip Klein. He's the board chairman of the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority, the CPRA. Here he is talking about one of the freshwater diversions that you looked at called Davis Pond.
Go to Davis Pond and watch the commanding general of the Mississippi Valley Division of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers jump off of an airboat and jump up and down on land that wasn't there 2 years ago.
So, and I have to say, you know, I've been to some of these places. I haven't been to Davis Pond, but I've been to some of these places where the river has spilled its banks and over time built new land and walked on them. So I guess I'm just kind of wondering how to square some of these things, what you're saying with this study, and then what the state is responding with.
Well, we use this state's definition of land loss and gain for a much larger area, and some areas, of course, have changed over the years. Some areas have gained, and other areas have lost more. And the question is whether there was a net change in land loss or gain over a much larger area. So that's the difference in perspective that was mentioned in the news clip.
So in other words, are you essentially saying, like, yes, they might have built land in some places, but the overall, if you zoom out, the net change is a negative one?
That's right. And also the area that we looked at was not only in the immediate area of the outfall, but far downstream.
And so what is the likely reason for that?
Well, we don't know exactly, but there are three reasons, one of which is the scour from the physical presence of this water flow going through. The second is that far down from the diversion, it floods the plants longer than they would otherwise, much like if you watered your lawn for, you know, 5 days in a row, it would cause a problem. And then the third is that the river isn't the same as when these wetlands were built. It has many more nutrients in it. Nitrogen and phosphorus in particular.
This also has implications for the state's continued efforts to rebuild land. One of the things the state wants to do is build these things called sediment diversions, which are a little bit different from the freshwater diversions that you studied. Freshwater diversions weren't meant to build land. Maybe they built a little bit, but the sediment diversions, on the other hand, are designed to build land. So is comparing these two things, the impacts of a freshwater diversion with the possible impacts of a sediment diversion, is that like apples and oranges?
I want to use that analogy. It's the same river water going in there. It may be that there are different intents to use that water, whether it has more at times with more or less sediments on it, but it's still the same river. So the problem is, as demonstrated in the studies we did and others, that the near-field deposition of sand is different than the far downstream effect of the higher water and the nutrients being added.
Dr. Gene Turner is an oceanography professor at LSU. Thanks so much for your time.